This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. An Israeli government spokesperson Monday praised a two-week military operation inside Gaza's largest hospital complex as a victory over the Hamas Islamist group designated by the U.S. as terrorists.
The gold standard for urban warfare.
Hamas medics deny any armed presence in hospitals. The Hamas-run Gaza media office said Israeli forces killed 400 Palestinians around Al-Shifa, including a woman doctor and her son, also a doctor, and put the medical facility out of function. Syrian officials blame Israel for an airstrike that destroyed the consular section of Iran's embassy. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
Syrian officials say they're being told several people died in the blast at Iran's embassy compound in Damascus. Syria's foreign ministers blaming Israel for the attack. Calling it a criminal act carried out by the Zionist enemy. Iranian state TV is reporting the strike killed an Iranian military advisor who led the elite Quds force in Lebanon and Syria until 2016. Israel is not commenting on the attack, but in recent years, it's targeted hundreds of government-controlled parts of Syria. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Russia's top security agency says it has broken up what it called a terrorist cell in southern Russia, whose members had provided weapons and cash to suspected attackers of the Moscow concert hall. The Federal Security Service said that it arrested four suspected members of this cell in the Russian province of Dagestan and the North Caucasus on Sunday. The agency alleged that the suspects were involved in channeling funds and providing weapons to the gunmen who attacked the concert hall in Moscow's western edge on March 22nd, killing 144 people. This is VOA News. Heavy gunfire erupted in downtown area of Haiti's capital as police battled gang members near the National Palace for several hours. Local media reported that at least one policeman was shot on Monday after he and other officers were forced to flee an armored car that was later set on fire. Scores of people were trapped by the gunfire in downtown Port-au-Prince as dozens of others managed to flee. The latest gun battle comes more than a month after powerful gangs began attacking key government infrastructure. A Pakistani court has granted former Prime Minister Imran Khan an appeal of his conviction for graft. That's according to his lawyers Monday. Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan reports.
The decision suspends a 14-year jail sentence handed down to both him and his wife just a week before February's elections on charges of unlawfully selling state gifts worth more than $500,000. The Islamabad High Court said a final decision on the conviction will be taken up for arguments and evidence as a main petition after Eid holidays. Khan, however, will remain in jail on multiple other sentences also imposed before the elections. Those disqualify him from holding any public office for 10 years.
That is Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan reporting. Tens of thousands of people fled Ecuador in the last several months amid an unprecedented surge in gang violence. Austin Landis reports for VOA.
Ecuador's murder rate has tripled in the last 2 years. Guillaume Long is the former minister of foreign affairs in Ecuador.
Coming from a country which not so long ago was one of the most peaceful countries in the Americas, this has meant a huge trauma for Ecuadorians who totally did not expect this.
Now, many are leaving. Authorities in Panama counted more than 57,000 Ecuadorians crossing from here in Colombia in 2023. A 95% increase from the year before. Austin Landis, VOA News, Necoclí, Colombia.
Officials say that the U.S. Coast Guard has opened a temporary alternate channel for vessels clearing debris at the site of the fallen Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore, Maryland. The federal on-scene coordinator said in a statement Monday that it is an important first step along the road to reopening the Port of Baltimore. The White House says that President Joe Biden will visit that site on Friday. Crews have been working to remove steel and concrete at the site of the bridge's deadly collapse. The ship's owner and manager have filed a court petition seeking to limit their legal liability at under $44 million U.S. dollars. More at VOAnews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.